I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the Archery in School State Tournament will be back for 2021 after it was canceled last year, like most other things, due to COVID-19. However, it will be a lot different than previous shooting events. We'll talk more about the 2021 Archery in Schools Tournament right after this. In a normal year, the Archery in Schools program brings together about 600 young archers in the state to compete at a single venue. But due to the still-in-place COVID restrictions, that's not possible this year. However, what is possible is something that's become quite familiar to West Virginia students, a virtual event. In this case, Archery in Schools manager Kayla Donathan at DNR explains how it works.
The nature of a virtual tournament is that the schools, anyone who has a participating program, they don't have to qualify for states this year. They are able to shoot a scored round at their own school between March 25th and March 27th. Once they shoot that round, there is a database that we use where the coaches can go and upload those scores. And once we see those scores, they'll automatically be ordered in first, second, third. You'll see your top individuals, your top male archers, and your top female archers. So we'll be able to still see exactly the same results that we would see in person, but this actually gives schools more of an opportunity to participate who may not have been able to qualify in years past.
There are some parameters in place to ensure this is done on the up and up.
We do have to have some, you know, our schools go a little bit on the honor system, but they do need to pick a specific date and time for that scored shoot. And there also needs to be either a third-party instructor there to verify that everything has been done correctly, or a school administrator, just someone from outside the archery team on site to make sure that all the rules and protocols are being followed.
Now, Donovan said when school restarted, teams were allowed to restart their practice activities, so they have been preparing.
As school was starting to pick back up, it was my recommendation that these archery teams follow the WVSSAC guidelines for dates and practices and whatnot, just so everything was on the same page. And so we have had practices that picked back up. There are a couple local tournaments that are being held with a very limited capacity, so some students may get to shoot with other schools in person.
And she expects there'll be a lot of students participating in this virtual event.
In years past, we have been able to hold about 600 students at the state tournament total. Last I checked, we had several hundred already registered for this, and we've still got a couple weeks to go. I anticipate this being more like our qualifier, where we see 1,200 to 1,400 kids, if not more than that.
The scored shoots, again, need to be held March 25th through the 27th. For more information, you can contact Kayla at the West Virginia DNR in South Charleston at 304-558-2771. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.